It's Laura. Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you so much for tuning in. I can't even believe it. It's been almost 100 episodes. You know, I started this whole thing with one objective. I just wanted to pull back the curtain on what it meant to live a life that was both successful, meaningful, and authentic. That you didn't have to just chase after money or passion. You could do both. But what did that really look like? I feel like our life fills us up with so many choices and so much information. We go to school, we have the internet, we can learn anything. There's a trick on YouTube to tell you how to do almost anything that you can even dream up. And we just have a million choices. It's not even like we have to tune into a singular person. And there's just a lot of ways to also make a living. But how do you find both the passion in your life? How do you figure out what you want? And simultaneously, how do you figure out how to have financial success? And what does that even mean to you? Because the idea of financial success is like some kind of image that we have 10 cars and 5 houses. And I guess that means you want house managers and managers to manage the managers and pool managers. I don't even know that most of us take the time to even think it through. So it's been such an incredible ride having on New York Times bestselling authors, business leaders, millennials, coaches, thought leaders on this idea and talk to them and hear about how really hard it is to build a life that's both authentic and successful. I have to say, in my own experience, I had a lot of success out of the gate, but it didn't feel all that authentic to me. Now I have so much authenticity. But you know, this world of internet, podcasting, blogging, books, it's all pretty much free to figure out how to also earn a living has been very interesting. I have to say that I'm coming out on the other side, but it's taken a long time, a lot of work, and a lot of research to figure out how the space works. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time to listen to all these guests and support this idea of what navigating an authentic life really, really looks like. A couple quick things. I don't know if you've noticed, but we have a new site at lauraco.com. The podcast was up on my old emotional obesity site, and you know, I put it up as best as I could, but we really took a lot of time, and the show notes are amazing. There's just incredible amounts of resources and information, so come on over and check it out. I'd love your thoughts. There's always a little section within each podcast for you to send a note in, ask questions. I can't tell you how many great questions I've been getting. I love it. Thank you so much. I read every single email, so send whatever questions or thoughts you have. I love hearing from you. You know, this goes out to thousands and thousands of people, and just hearing back from even one makes a huge difference. So thanks for taking the time. And then there's two other things I just wanted to quickly mention. We're doing a new series on business and technology and how it fits into our everyday life and how business lives and our personal lives really aren't that different. And the other thing is I've been having so many people reach out to me to talk to me, to come onto the podcast and send their requests in to talk about their passion and love for living an authentic life and all the ways that they coach or they've come up with cool products. And I wasn't sure what to do with all these requests because it didn't quite fit into the model of the person I thought I'd be interviewing. So I'm starting a new series and it's going to be all about how to have an authentic life, the details, the practical components, the how-tos, the everyday decision-making process, all of these different people and their different approaches. So I want to bring them on to give you the most amount of information I can on navigating an authentic life. Because again, Plato, Aristotle, Krishnamurti, the sutras, they all talk about it because it's such a complicated subject, but they all say it's the most worthwhile thing to do. Carl Jung says, to find out who you really are is a privilege of a lifetime. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. And thank you so much for listening.